Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Matt Rooney should be with us presently. This breaking story, at least on Twitter, New York Post, with Mikey Sherrill couldn't walk in graduation at the U.S. Naval Academy. And the reason given, they say, is was she complicit in the cheating scandal that went on there? In the past, apparently, it seems to be a release said, well, she wouldn't rat on her colleagues. Yet she won't release any documents that would show why the Navy said, no, you can't walk in graduation. And again, her military experience for a Democrat as a helicopter pilot is something that people remember. If you had a shorthand of her, now, my shorthand of her is, I'm talking shorthand, not just detail. The first thing that pops in my mind, how much she word salads and reminds me of Kamala Harris. I mean, that question, devastating, about, well, what's the first bill? What's the first thing you'd like to see done in New Jersey? Wow. The Cetarelli ad is accurate on that. The other is, I think it's more the husband. She's along for the ride, but something that bothers people. We'll see if it bothers them in Jersey enough. Being in Congress and increasing your net worth, is it quadrupled or more? And you sit on all these committees where there's all kinds of things that you know about. The Pelosi treatment that's going on. People really resent that. Is that a big enough hurdle that will be very difficult in final analysis? All that we know, the polling is starting to crystallize that this is dead even or within that range. And as a result of that, does that indicate people are paying attention post-Labor Day? Does it indicate it's anyone? Because the debate did not get wide, you know, it was on the Eagles that day and everything else. But the debate was pretty telling on any number of issues that they differed on. All right, 855-839-1210, you'll get on board. We'll have Dom's Money Melody, too, coming up. But this New York Post report, just out, is pretty telling as far as, is she going to answer to this? Is she going to release something that would prove this one way or another? My prediction is she's going to say typical Republicans attacking a female who did serve in the military. And it's true. She did serve in the military. So I'm very careful. Doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican. If you have a candidate that served in the military in this manner, that we ought to be sensitive to seeing what she can provide to answer this. But if they refuse to let her walk because of the cheating scandal, well, that's something different that people ought to know about. Will the spin then be, well, yeah, she wasn't going to rat? If that's what it is, okay, that's a different story than something else that went on here. The only way to know that is to see she's the only one that can release that. There's some kind of privacy, I'm sure, associated with it. All right, we have that going on. And Stacey Garrity coming here at 2:30 today. She's at the NAC over in Bucks County tonight. She's on campaign mode, and she's really going after Josh Shapiro, particularly with this lack of a budget. She's offering this loan to counties like Philadelphia County, 4.5% interest, though. All right, let's go to David in Lexington. David's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David, good afternoon.
Hey, Don. First of all, I love Henry's idea of making the people actually show up and go through the work of showing up and forfeiting and everything and wasting their time, because then you get to punish everyone who's complicit in this. But
yeah, and is the other team then going to be directed to continue to be smashing balls over the net with girls that are seated
right,
protecting themselves? Yeah, I agree with you.
Right. So I want to say the worst change was when my dad changed our geography from up there down to here. But what I'll really go with, yeah, is McDonald's changing to now. When you pull up to McDonald's, it looks like you're going to a doctor's office. And I think the change from the fun,
yeah,
happy McDonald's
right,
is, and with the play areas, that's why kids are so bad these days. That's why they're so angry.
That's a good point.
They don't have the fun McDonald's.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a big change.
That was going to be one of my answers today. I don't want to be greedy and take three, but like the elimination of the playpen.
Right.
There used to be like, you know, a GameCube system in there.
Right.
Like there was a whole
Henry
thing.
Henry likes playpens is the line here.
I did enjoy the playpen.
Wait a minute. Did I knock off Matt Rooney? Finally, Matt Rooney's here. Now we have.
You might have knocked. He might have knocked himself off. I don't know. He said he was having connection issues.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Come on, Matt. Jump in there. Right at this moment is critical to get to the middle of this. Don't forget, October 10th, big event at the Seaport. If you haven't been to North Wildwood in a while, the Seaport, great there on the boardwalk. There will be drinks galore, but there also will be a special tribute to Charlie Kirk and three Talk Radio 1210 Bloviators. Me, Rich, and Matt Rooney, among others. That will be speaking there, and Jack Cittarelli there. It's going to be quite a return to Wildwood event, and Wildwood is magical as far as the Trump visit and all the things that go with it. We're returning to Wildwood on the boardwalk again, this time North Wildwood. Again, what's that, 2 weeks from tomorrow. All right, let's do Money Melody. And then we'll get Matt Rooney up here. I'm sure he's working the phones right now as the story's dropped. And this polling data that indicates dead heat. So if he's a point down or she's a point down, who knows? You know, the zone there of a poll. But Emerson is a group that really had him down 20 points at one point. This is a turnout election. That's what this is going to come down to. Right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right. We are playing for a pair of tickets to see The Real Diamond, a tribute to Neil Diamond, perform at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on Bucks County Community College Saturday, October 11th. For tickets, visit bucks.edu/tickets. All right, Henry.
Yeah, Dom. So today we are asking on the side question, we are asking for changes for the worst. And it's no secret in music that bands will go through a lot of changes to their lineup, you know, try and get the best sound. Maybe someone's not working as well as they used to. Got to move on from them. One of those bands in particular that has had a few iterations is Deep Purple. Deep Purple is actually on the 9th iteration of their band right now, started in 2022. So I'm going to play you Smoke on the Water today by Deep Purple. Obviously, it's not going to be by Deep Purple. No, no. You thought 9 lineup changes was bad? Well, a person who was a part of this band I'm going to bring you here says this band's lineup has gone through 74 changes. 74.
Wow.
Whether they're for better or for worse, that's for you to decide. But I'm going to play this band, this very well-known band, covering Smoke on the Water. I want to know who it is. Yeah, I wouldn't pay attention so much to the vocals in this one, but more to the music.
All right, so hit us with that, and you're off to the Zlock. And again, straight up, 74 different changes. Wow. You know, that metric has to change. If you want to say you're the Beach Boys, there's got to be at least one person up there who is a Beach Boy.
At what point does a band become like a cover band of itself?
Exactly. That's a great point. All right. It's 855-839-1210. We hope to catch up with Matt Rooney coming up. Stacey Garrity at 2:30. Keep the calls coming. That change. Major League Baseball next year. Computer umpire, essentially balls and strikes. 855-839-1210.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, Riccioli, just saw that on Twitter, too, as the story. We're going to talk with Matt Rooney, Dom Giordano Show, in a minute about this report from the New York Post that Mikey Sherrill and the cheating scandal, graduation U.S. Naval Academy. First, though, let's hear the clue, and this is a band with, what was it,
74
iterations of it. Yes, wow. All right, let's go to Lenny in Ridley. All right, Lenny, who's that band?
That is Santana.
The judges Santana? About roll. Yes, the judges say you are right. Lenny, I put you on hold. You're going off to the Zloc. We love the Zloc. And you'll see the real diamond. Anything more on that, Henry?
No, I just found that incredibly insane.
74.
That,
yeah.
74. Like, they're talking about Deep Purple having a lot. And I was like, oh, nine. Right. That seems like a lot.
I thought Matt Rooney was here to guess on that. Instead, he is Talk Radio 1210's Matt Rooney, of course, the Save Jersey founder and blogger in chief. And he was probably talking on two or three phones at once here with the Mikey Sherrill report we gave you about 15 minutes ago. Let's go to Matt. Hey, Matt, welcome in. A lot of phone calls, I assume.
It's been a busy day, Dom. I'm having as good a day as Mikey Sherrill's having a bad day. That's probably the fairest way to put it.
So has this ever come up before? The gist of it, New York Post says, she was caught up in the cheating scandal. Somehow or another, Matt, they counter with, I wouldn't rat on people, but then she will not release any documentation. Has this ever been hinted at before?
I love that her defense is, no, I was just not a snitch. No snitches, right? It's truly remarkable. No, this is a new storyline, Dom. And it's devastating for all the obvious reasons.
Right.
But you know, and Henry and everyone else has been following the New Jersey race very closely, her entire campaign, her entire identity,
yes,
is wrapped up in her being a mother of four and a helicopter pilot.
Right.
I jokingly call her the mother of four helicopters because you hear it so often, it just kind of gets jumbled
well,
in your mind.
Well, in fairness, I would say if I'm the Democrat, wow, how rare this is. That's what I would go with, particularly when she doesn't seem to know much about anything, including her own finances.
Right. She's running on bio.
Yeah.
It's not, as you say very correctly, Dom, a substantive campaign. She doesn't have a plan to help New Jersey in any form or fashion. So when you're running a bio campaign and all of a sudden your bio gets called into question, what do you have? So the answer is a losing campaign. So, I mean, everyone needs a demand that she release her records. If it's just a question of she was a young woman and erred in not turning in her classmates, well, then New Jerseyans will have to judge whether or not they think that that's a serious issue or not. I would think that she would release them if there wasn't also something else, and it's a completely fair question to ask when we're talking about electing a governor. She ain't running for dog catcher, right, Dom? This is a serious role. She's going to oversee the state police. She's going to oversee the New Jersey National Guard. She's got a lot of serious responsibilities. I need to know whether she's got character. I already had serious doubts given her behavior, some of her remarks about Charlie Kirk in recent days. This calls all of that into greater question.
Yeah, Matt. And again, I think she will try to release something. I don't see how you get away with it because you're right. This gets at the core of the one good thing that she's been able to put out there.
That's right, because there really There really is not anything else, folks. If you haven't watched Sunday's debate, you know, I guess we're not taking Tylenol at the moment. Find some other medication that helps you with your headaches. And dig into it, because her voice is grating. I've dubbed her dialect Virginia Chardonnay, because no one that's from New Jersey or the Delaware Valley really talks like that. You can tell she's not from here. She's a Virginian. And I've never seen someone give 90 minutes of non-answers. And I'm an attorney who's cross-examined people on a stand. It is unbelievable. And it's because there's not a whole lot going on upstairs. I hate to say it. She's not up to the challenge of being a councilman, let alone the governor of the state of New Jersey. So now she's got to figure out what her campaign's about. Every time someone sees one of those helicopter ads now, which Democrats have been putting millions of dollars behind, they're going to be reminded of this until she gives us a better explanation.
Without a doubt. And Matt, the poll that's out now, put for listeners, would you, in context, Ooh. Emerson. Was Emerson one of those that had Jack Cettarelli way down in one of those early summer polls?
So I got to double check that. Okay. Somebody was just asking me. She wasn't down. He wasn't down double digits in Emerson's October poll, but I want to say he was down about somewhere between like 3 and 6 points at this point in 21. So it's definitely an improvement in his position from the last election. And, you know, I want to point this out for your listeners, too, because we know the Dom Giordano 1210 audience is sophisticated beyond that of an audience.
Oh, they're all
audience.
In tuxedos right now. That's exactly right.
I mean, discounting for Henry and the mullet that I haven't seen Henry in a while. I don't know if he still has the mullet. Or not,
he's gotten rid of the mullet.
Yeah, I got a haircut the other day. It's a little baby mullet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's got a baby mullet, so it's much more refined.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're classing it up like the rest of the audience.
Yeah.
This, you guys know how to read polls. This is a universe that is Democrat plus 14. The election day turnout, the pre-election day turnout for early voting is not going to be D plus 14, folks. I would say it's probably going to be high single digits, maybe plus 10 for Democrats. So if you adjust for that, Jack would probably actually be up 2 or 3 points in this survey. So it is nightmarish news for Democrats, because until the last couple of weeks, they've pretty much had air superiority in this race. They haven't had to compete on the airwaves. Now the RGA's in. Now they've got a major scandal they have to grapple with. They have a disastrous debate performance. If the wind is at Jack's back, and I'm a New Jersey Republican, I'm accustomed to heartbreak, so I'm trying to keep my emotions in check here. Any Eagles fan or Phillies fan can appreciate this. But if the wind is truly at his back, you have to start to say after a little while, like, all right, what is Cheryl able to do to change events, to change the environment? She's running out of opportunities. They can keep throwing more bad money against the wall, but it doesn't seem to be sticking because they have a flawed product. Dom, she doesn't have any plans, she doesn't have any ideas.
And Matt, one of the tells to me, and people didn't understand it, you can flesh it out. The state police historically in Jersey do not endorse the Republican. I don't think they endorse Christie at least once. They're on the inside. They have to deal with an incumbent governor or a Democrat they think will win. For them to endorse Jack is indicative not only of how they see him as the friend of law enforcement, but they're reading the tea leaves here and taking a chance.
Yeah, I mean, the New Jersey Fraternal Order of Police, which I think is second only to the state PBA in terms of membership, they have thousands of police officers that they represent, endorsed Jack this week. And you nailed it. They sat it out, unfortunately, in 2021, didn't make an endorsement. They previously have endorsed Democrats. So this is, I think maybe 13 they endorsed. No, 13, I don't think they endorsed Christie either. It might have been 09. It's been a long time. So, I mean, look, if you're a police officer, how could you endorse a Democrat in 2025? That's something that I don't think any cop that I know, that you know, Dom, would disagree with that sentiment. But it's just another sign that the power brokers, I'm not talking about the rank and file guys, the power brokers know that the tide is turned. The winds are changing. Jack is doing very well. He's probably moving ahead if he isn't already. And New Jersey's turning purple, which, by the way, is fantastic news for Pennsylvanians. Because I keep telling everyone, Dom, because I'm trying to get people to come over here and knock doors, if New Jersey's purple, you think Pennsylvania is ever going to be blue again?
No, that is a great point.
It's now red.
Now, the big event coming up, though, and it's not about Jack Cettarelli, not one, not two, but three certified Talk Radio 1210 Bloviators speaking in Wildwood on October 10th at 4 o'clock-ish there at the Seaport, which is a great facility.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried about tearing a hole in the ozone layer. We're not big climate alarmists around here, but with you and, you know, Mr. Zioli and myself there talking, it's going to be amazing. Go to CapeGOP.com, folks, if you haven't already registered. Registration is required, even though it is free. My good friend and mentor, Mike Donahue, who's been a frequent guest on your show, he was one of the attorneys that helped kill offshore wind. He's been the one that's been primarily putting it together, and I'm helping him. We already have, I think we're at like 800 registered, Dom.
Excellent.
And we're still a couple weeks out. And obviously, now that you're on board, Rich is on board, I expect that to continue to grow. Look, we all remember that Wildwood rally that President Trump had back in May 24. It was one of the first times that everyone started to realize that, hey, it's real this time. There is a movement. And if Donald Trump could put New Jersey in play, he can win this election. He can defeat the deep state. He can effectuate the greatest comeback in American political history. That was part of the thinking of this rally, that we want to send a clear signal that the America First movement in New Jersey is strong and we're taking back our state. So what better place to do it than to go back to where it all began? So I really hope everybody can join us on October 10th in the afternoon. Come down. You're going to have a heck of a time, and you're going to help save Jersey.
Absolutely. And Matt, the Saturday show, who do you have on this Saturday?
So this week, Dom, I got preempted by Penn State.
Oh, boy. All right. There's a plot there. All right. I got
you. Well, no, it's fine, though, because, I mean, you know, this time of year, I'm planning not one but two events, including this rally. I've been doing Tuesday mornings with Kale and Company to talk about the New Jersey election. So occasionally this time of year, because it's a weekend show, we get preempted by sports, and it makes Mrs. Rooney very happy because she can give me work to do around the house because I'm not on air.
How about your butcher? So. What was the name of your butcher when we first started to talk with you at length? Something about the butcher.
Arnie's in Cherry Hill.
Oh, there you go. That's it. Yeah, that's the guy. All right.
And if you ever decide to venture back into the world of meat, Dom, I'll get you whatever cut you want.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Maybe at the event I'll have a something meaty there. Not a cheesesteak, though. That's too cliché-ish. Hey, Matt, thank you.
That's right.
Great work on this, and this is a big day. I think the wind is at its back, and we're going to see that on October 10th. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Dom.
All right. Stacey Garrity can't do it today.
We'll see. Okay. We'll see if we can squeeze her in, maybe. But as of right now, we might have to reschedule.
Okay. All right. Lightning round will be coming up soon, too. Get your name into the hat. Hit us with that all-time change that you think was for the worst. We've had brilliant answers all day. If you're just joining us, what's happened here with Mikey Sherrill is New York Post reported it first. She didn't graduate, didn't walk in graduation at the Naval Academy. There was a big cheating scandal. The supposition is, was she caught up in it? And that was the reason. She, somehow or another, it's been out there, counters. No, she wouldn't rat on her colleagues. And I'd like to throw that to you right now, particularly military people. We know about the military code here, right? Particularly at the academy, of what you're supposed to do. As difficult as that is. But in a place like Jersey, would people be sympathetic if there's any truth to this and go, no, she wasn't a rat. We like that. All right. But she won't release the records. What does that tell us? She doesn't release her records here of any kind of documentation on what happened. It's not believable then. I mean, that's what she has to do. Let's say she does for a moment. Does Jersey go, that's right. I don't care if you're in the military or not. Whatever the code is, we like it. You didn't rat. Does it possibly come out that way that people would believe? Remember, it's Jersey. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. You know, living heart smart means paying attention to cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescues Natural Supplements, they've been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. And right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3 to your cart, apply the code TOGETHER at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be added for free. You call them today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use that code online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, use the code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Just use the code TOGETHER, T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R, at res-q.com. Do it now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, a couple of things here in the wake of Matt Rooney. One, they're reporting the news conference. The shooter who took his own life in Dallas was seen driving with a ladder. It's just a small thing. They found notes inside the shooter's home. Suspect's notes included game plan for attack, well planned out. And the motive, I think, is the shell casings. They haven't gotten to that yet, but by tomorrow, we're going to be hearing more along those lines. The U.S. attorney reporting that he hoped to give ICE, direct quote, real terror. Gunmen wanted to terrorize ICE. I mean, how much more explicit? Well, we don't believe her either. We don't believe anything FBI, the U.S. attorney there. Quote, gunmen wanted to terrorize ICE. And on it goes. By the way, your Philadelphia Inquirer, still, with hundreds of people over there, hundreds, have not reported, at least online. I don't see a single thing about this breaking story. I guess the breaking news part of news doesn't go with the Inquirer of Mikey Sherrill and the report by the New York Post. They could say, as reported by the New York Post, this is a major part of this campaign for all the reasons Matt Rooney and I just laid out. A Democrat with that helicopter experience, military experience in this, being called into question because of the cheating scandal. Response, not sure where it's coming from, but she wouldn't rat people out. But refusing to turn over what the Navy said of why she wasn't allowed to walk. Was it because she would not follow the honor code there? And then, you know, how will Jersey see that? Let's say there's something that comes up that she was not cheating, but she wouldn't identify people, even though that's a code at the Navy. Be interesting to see how people in Jersey would process that. But the core of what's getting her by at this point is that helicopter experience. And I give all credit to military experience. But then after that, you have my attention. What's your plan for New Jersey? And she is a Jersey form of Kamala Harris. Inarticulate, not just inarticulate, unable to give us any kind of plan, particularly bringing up affordability. So this is a major deal happening right now. Also, Henry, Linda Kearns, we'll get her tomorrow, if not now, but what is she reporting that the DOJ is suing the state of Pennsylvania because they wouldn't release the records required on voting.
Correct. Yeah. No, Linda's telling me they sued Pennsylvania for the failure to produce the statewide voter registrations, and she is going through the complaint right now as we speak.
Okay. All right. So we're waiting on Stacey Garrity. We're flipping coins here. This happens in talk radio. Mm-hmm. Stacey held up at the funeral for one of those cops that was shot to death in York, Pennsylvania. We may hear from either one. It's a coin flip here as we count down. But Al Schmidt, the guy who's the Secretary of State, has been in contact with me. I'm not sure if it's on this or not. We may hear from him in the future. But this is part of what won the last election. And that is not only Scott Presler. You know how I revere Scott Presler. By the way, he's calling for all of his conservative influencers to come to Pennsylvania en masse and to work Pennsylvania for the win. Linda Kearns was the Secretary of Defense, meaning her credibility with voting integrity, as we're telling you right now with her behind the scenes, going on with this, encouraged people to trust the system, even though the compromise was show up with your ballot, mail-in ballot, hand it in, remember that in Bucks County and the whole thing. But voter integrity, this is another example of it. That's what this is about. We want to encourage people to believe because it's the truth. They're on it, second to none. Now, it doesn't mean we're still not dealing with Philadelphia and all, but if you still want to sit it out when it comes to mail-in balloting, or in Jersey, the ability to vote now with the early election laws, early voting, then you're encouraging a win for the other side. That's what this comes down to. And for, I don't know, a year and a half we've been on this. That's the way that you win. And that's what we're going to do again in New Jersey. And the story today, whatever the inquiry, I'm still looking at it. I mean, they just shame themselves every day. Are they going to say, well, we're not printing rumors? This is more than a rumor. This is documented. She didn't walk. Now we're on to the reason. And the story is, how would people at the Inquirer, well, they don't care. She's a progressive. They're fine if she didn't follow the code in identifying people that were cheating. What does that tell us what she would do as governor? I think it'll be an interesting question in Jersey. I can hear the debate. You know how we feel when we hear the word rat, but is that a rat? Or is that someone following what is the military code of conduct in this? If that's the case, or is it the case? Or was she caught up in this and somehow or another she slid through and she wasn't able to walk at graduation? In other words, exactly documented, what is it the Navy said about this? That's what we need to see. If she won't release that, it's going to be interesting to see if the media even reports it. The Inquirer has not reported it yet. Again, they have hundreds of people. It's a New York Post. They may not like them, but they're an accurate news organization. And all they're saying is, this is where we are. All right, I don't know if that's, just let me know, is that Stacey Garrity? Or
no, we're going to have Linda joining us.
Linda Kearns. Okay, we'll have the lightning round here shortly. As soon as she's ready, Kirk, just bring up Linda Kearns here. Hey, Linda, welcome back in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, how are you doing?
Well, tremendous. And again, as we look at this election in Jersey, you were and still are the Secretary of Defense, encouraging people to use the modalities of mail-in ballot and all the rest of it. What can you tell us about this lawsuit?
So before I get to this, I do want to let you know that Jack Chidarley is looking for volunteer New Jersey licensed attorneys. And so if anyone is available on Election Day, please go to Republican National Lawyer Association website, rnla.org, or contact the Chidarley campaign or email me. My email's on my website. We recruited 500 lawyers to help me in Pennsylvania in 24. Jack needs that for this election. So anyone with a New Jersey license, we desperately need you, and we can put you to work on Election Day, in and around Election Day. So, if you remember, I was on your show back when the Department of Justice wrote a letter to Pennsylvania asking for the voter rolls. And Al Schmidt wrote back that he basically was not going to give it to them. And I predicted that the Department of Justice would subsequently sue the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and Al Schmidt, and that's exactly what they did today. It's hot off the press. I just got a copy of it off the docket. So the United States of America has just sued the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and Al Schmidt because of their refusal to turn over the voter rolls like the Department of Justice asked them to do.
Linda, what would they be looking for listeners in layman's terms, see the voter rolls? Why do they want to do that? What would they see?
Because the primary building block of election integrity is clean voter rolls. People who have moved, make sure that they're off. People who have died, make sure that they're off the voter rolls. These election offices need to make sure that these voter rolls are consistently maintained. And the Department of Justice asked for those records, which they are permitted to do under law. The Attorney General is absolutely permitted to demand these records. And Al Schmidt and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania refused. And I think you had Al on, and he talked about privacy and all sorts of excuses. But if you go through this complaint, it goes through very, very carefully why all of his excuses just don't hold up under the law, that there is a Privacy Act, that the Department of Justice is not going to disseminate private information, that it will be protected, and that federal law preempts any state law that would presumably prevent Al from handing these over. So this lawsuit has been filed in federal court in the Western District of Pennsylvania. And like I've said before, this is a refreshing change from the last administration with regard to election integrity. I mean, here we have the Department of Justice taking, an aggressive and important role in making sure states follow the law.
Yeah, and if the Philadelphia Inquirer and others want to have an election where the perception is that everything's on the up and up, they would support things like this. They would support what you do legally, because that encouraged people to come out and vote in the manner that we're stuck with, in my words now, mail-in ballot, early voting, etc. It all goes together. What are you hiding if you don't want to go through this process?
Right. And with mail-in voting, it's even more important to have clean voter rolls.
Right.
Because, as an election integrity person, I don't like mail-in voting. And there's too many people who touch the ballot. It's too many processes. I don't think it's the best way to run an election. So, but if you have people on the voter rolls that shouldn't be on there, then that's more mail-in ballots that can be produced. And Al Schmidt, if you have him on, he'll tell you that there's also all sorts of safeguards in effect, but absolutely nothing is foolproof. And our election laws in Pennsylvania need to be changed. That's not necessarily Al Schmidt's fault. He's the Secretary of State. It's the legislature that really, really needs to act. But as long as we have this mail-in voting, having clean voter rolls is even more important. So I think that this is an important lawsuit, and I think it's going to be successful. And I bet I have some clients who are going to join in support of it.
Excellent, Linda. Nice job the other day, too, getting your talk radio chops going with Dawn. Good stuff.
How about that? It's just going to be a matter of time until I just sit right through your show and I just lock the door and don't let you in. I mean, that's okay. Coming. So, Henry, you better kiss up to me if you want to keep your job.
I think
that would be a good plan.
I have a plan for that. All right. Who I would tag in. But all right, Linda, thank you so much. Thanks for being on this as always.
Have a great day.
All right. The lightning round is next here on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right. Boy, what a show today. Big tomorrow, too. We'll have Scott Jennings, who is debating at Penn State today. Oh, my God. What could go right? The side question, a change that was for the worse. This coming off Major League Baseball, wanting to go with balls and strikes called by a computer. Let's go to Bill in Monco. And I like this one. Bill, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, just a quick comment. I went to a military college, and our honor code said that you don't lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do so, or you were just as guilty. My side question is homeowners associations. You can't move in somewhere that, paint the house the way you want it, make additions to it the way you want it without getting a board to approve it. And that's like a mini tyranny.
Thank you. And yet DJ and Luke are both in a homeowners association. I mean, they're everywhere. It's ridiculous.
Despicable.
Yeah. We want DJ to run to be, but that would be a brand of terror. So, yeah, exactly. Drew in Upper Darby. Drew, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, thank you. You know, Dom, the supersonic air travel, though it lasted more almost 30 years, it was just too costly. Every year, it lost millions and millions of dollars. And then with the crash in Paris of the Concorde, and I think about 2000, it just got scrapped because it only fit like 80 passengers, and it was too sophisticated with the maintenance. They couldn't afford it. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Drew, very much. Phil in Delaware, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Phil, what do you have today? Phil? All right, Joe in Exton, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Afternoon.
When a group of foreign migrants move to another country, after they settle in, they begin to exert a negative influence on that society. For example, the current mayor of London is a Muslim who recently announced that he wants to introduce Sharia law to British society. Will somebody please remind him that we are living in the 21st century and not in the Middle Ages?
Wow. Well put. Spot on today. And the brand was actually not just clear. It was right. And that's true. Yeah. London, the population there has changed big time. All right. Kirk, who did you like? Good ones today.
Awesome ones, as always. I'm going with Robert from Ben Salem, the catalytic converter.
All right. It was the call, too, was unbelievable.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
No,
right.
I thought Robert and Ben Salem had a phenomenal answer. The other one I really want to push up there, because it struck me very, very quickly, was Mike in Chester County's answer of the new gas cans. We have to twist and pull, and by the end, you're like, I don't even feel like filling up my lawnmower anymore. The grass can stay long.
All right. Any others that were broad? Or that was a little, but it was very good, though.
To be honest with you, no.
Okay.
I didn't think either they didn't hit the question correctly or...
Yeah. All right. I'll go with the gas can. All right. I'll go with him today. Put his name into the hat. Tomorrow, we'll have the grand finale, and then we'll pick a winner. Also, we're going to be joined by Scott Jennings, fresh off speaking today or debating, I'm a little unclear, at Penn State. Oh, my goodness. And Jersey will be the story big time tomorrow with Mikey Sherrill. You just heard somebody who was under the honor code. Under that code, you'd have to turn in, or at least if they found it and asked you, you'd have to say there was cheating. By tomorrow, there's going to be a lot more on that. Richie always next. He's ready to go on that. 4 big hours, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.